The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Dave Prieger with you, and it's Friday, December 16, 2022, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And the government is, put your own expletive in there for the F word. By the way, before we get into the rest of our news commentary, I want to mention something about what we discussed in our last hour about the supercharged C60. Here's the thing. Global Healing Center has been doing an insane amount of research on, and you get 10% off all the Global Healing Center products here at the Power Mall. What they've been doing is a ton of research, and they've come up with a heavy metal cleanse that has C60 in it. Now, it's not the big, expensive, supercharged C60. It's the heavy metal cleanse to get rid of garbage from your system. It's like one of those big detox items. It contains cilantro, parsley, alfalfa, stinging nettle, agarious mushroom, change mushroom, or that could be chaga, CU1, and supercharged C60. All right, that's the heavy metal and chemical cleanse. And that's a whole lot less money at the Power Mall for those of you who want to try it and see if it doesn't make a difference. I know what Dr. Group has said. And, Dr. Group is one of our regular guests on here, and we, pin him down on this stuff. And he has said that the supercharged C60 is the way to go if you want to get rid of detox. But we do have the heavy metal cleanse and chemical cleanse. It's kind of a combination, and you can take that, and it helps clean out your system. All right. So the whole idea is, one, you got to be faithful to it. And two, if you care about your health, which we hope you do this time of the holiday, and you care about the health of your family, especially distant relatives that might have gotten the jab, you want to do something? Well, here's an idea. We sell gift certificates. If you're having a hard time thinking of what to get, we sell gift certificates at the Power Mall. And you can get one of those to send to somebody that you want to shop at the Power Mall and buy, products to keep them healthy. So if you care about your loved ones, that sends a very special message, and it all fits inside of a Christmas card. So, Cash Friday today, you can save 10% off at your purchase just by using the code Cash Friday at checkout. And that's 877-817-9829. For those of you who don't have internet that want to call up and order, we would be more than happy. Power Hour Jay and Linda are standing by to take your calls. And so that's, 844-769-2944 is our number if you want to chime in on some things. We talked about a couple of national news items before we went to the break. And there's a bunch more. There's a bunch more. Pennsylvania County, Lycoming County, Pennsylvania. I have been to Lycoming County. I actually contributed to their economy by spending money while I was there. And, of course, now persistent questions from voters and a petition with 5,000 signatures have convinced the county commissioners in that county to recount its 2020 election results. Yep. This is what the Lycoming County Director of Elections, Forrest Lehman, told the Epic Times. That's where we're getting our information from. So, the county's got about 70,000 registered voters, a population of about 120,000. So to the commissioners, 5,000 is a lot of signatures. So are they doing the right thing? I would think so. The mayor of Denver, Colorado, meanwhile, has declared a state of emergency in order to stave off the local humanitarian crisis amid an influx of illegal aliens from the southern border, mainly from El Paso. And they're shipping them to Denver. Yep. Hey, when you call yourself a sanctuary city, Mr. Mayor, this is what happens. According to the mayor's office, more than 900 aliens have arrived there over the last several months, including 600 more people since December 2nd. Another 247 aliens showed up since last Monday. 75 turned up at a local homeless shelter overnight last night. You see, here's a problem with this cockamamie stuff. That I got to do my Clint Eastwood today. You know, it's I don't know about Feel Good Friday. I don't feel good when I read crap like this. And I know I'm speaking for all of you because you're all thinking the same thing. It's like, my God, what does this country come to? I get it. I really do. I get it. This government we have here is a joke. They are begging to be made fun of. I mean, Giggles can't complete a sentence without laughing. I'm talking about our vice president. I don't know how she was an attorney general for the state of California, but I know why they only gave her 1% of all the candidate vote when she was up there. The woman, you know, and she blasts Joe Biden, and all of a sudden now she's his running mate. Go figure that. Figure how that works, and then you figure, oh, that's a setup. Yeah. You see, and now look at the damage they've done, and they're laughing about it. In fact, Giggles loves Venn diagrams. She can't let go of Venn diagrams. And you know why she says that? Because Venn diagrams are all part of your cognitive dissonance. That's right. We have talked about that on this show before. They use the Venn diagram for a lot of different things. And that's to combine the ideas that are going to destroy this country. And they're going to try to do it as quick as they can until we the people cry uncle or stand up and do the right thing. Patrice in Ohio, you're the first caller this hour. Welcome aboard.
Good Friday to you.
How are you? How are things in the Buckeye State?
It's kind of sunny here today.
Good.
It's okay. Like 37. Not too bad.
Any chemtrails in the sky?
No, not today.
That's
but I'll
good.
Be making my way to Mexico, come here next week, so...
Oh, yeah? Why? Why are you going to Mexico? Why are you going to Mexico? Tell me.
I'm going there for Christmas.
Oh, you're going to Mexico for Christmas. What part? Yucatan?
Cozumel? No, going to Puerto Vallarta.
Ooh, Puerto Vallarta. All right.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be flying.
Degrees.
Yeah, you're going to be flying over over the border, so you're not going to really – you'll be up so high you won't even be able to see all of the commotion down there on the border.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So just don't drink the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been to Mexico before, so.
Okay.
I like bottled water anyways. But so to get to the case in point, last night or during the middle of the night, I stumbled on a Sarah Westall interview with, she's had this guy on before. He's an attorney, Wayne Jett. You ever heard of him?
Yeah, the name rings a bell.
Okay, he's the one that, he's got crazy stuff. Because the stuff he has gotten into is crazy. But what he brings up is the fact that this Brunson case that's now on the docket for the Supreme Court,
I haven't officially heard it. Who's saying it's on the docket? Because that means that they're going to hear the case, and I've not heard yet that
they're going
to hear the case.
They are. No, they are.
Okay. They are going to hear it. Okay.
In this interview, he said this is unprecedented how this has moved up the ladder.
Interesting. Like, and I wonder what the Supreme Court...
They're going to listen to this.
All right, they're going to listen to it. But here again, I got to ask the question, Patrice, because if you've been watching these other folks' shows, I want to know, because of the fact that these guys are pro se litigants, who is going to appear to speak, and is the Supreme Court going to allow them to testify before the open court?
Oh, they're not even going to hear. They're not doing hearings. They're just submitting their positions and they're going to rule. They bypassed all that.
Oh, interesting.
That's how high it's gotten.
All right, now
I know. But here's what I'm getting at. Here's the big picture. He claims the reasons why this has gone up the ladder so quickly is because, in reality, we are really under martial law and have been since January 6, 2021. And this case will bring about the fact that senators and House of Representatives did not do their jobs and that they're basically going to have the capability of removing several people of Congress. And that really this has to go back to, you know how it's goofy how Joe Biden, he's never in the Oval Office, and he's got the television studio where he does all his stuff from, and, like, nobody's home at the White House, and it's really padlocked down, and just such crazy stuff going on that the media knows about but will not share. They know what's really going on when they're doing these press conferences with whatever her name is, the French woman who, you know, doesn't like anybody and who's a failure. I can't even remember her name, press secretary. But
That would be Jen Psaki?
No. That's the old one. Remember? She went on.
Oh, you're talking about
the
KJR.
Commentator on CNN. Yeah, the new one.
KJR, yeah.
This is like, and nobody's talking about it. They won't even talk about it. Sarah Westall even said that she has talked to people who are intimately involved with this, and they won't even discuss it.
Hmm.
But it all goes back to that this Wayne Jett really believes that we are under martial law and have been. Oh. And
okay.
It has to do with the election, has to do with the 2020 election, it has to do with all that. Like, throw out the last 2 years.
Okay, well, it's a theory. First off, given the history...
I'm just reporting the news. I'm just doing Nancy Grace, bombshell, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Everybody wants a bombshell because we all got the exclusive. I don't know what it is about these commentators that want to pat themselves on the back because they got the scoop. Yeah, that's a big problem
well,
I have.
This is the opposite. They can't get the scoop. No one will give them information on what is really going on. That is the problem.
Right.
Mom's
but the thing is, yeah,
no one will talk about it.
I get it. But normally in the event of martial law, somebody's going to come out of the gate and they're going to make a formal declaration and they're going to have specific things that they're going to talk about during the execution of martial law, whether it's around D.C. And the thing is, you know, Lincoln was the first one to ever declare martial law officially. It has been declared, you know, prior to that, but it's not big in the history books. The part of martial law that people are trying to get their head around and people are saying, oh, we're under emergency. The Emergency War Powers Act, I might believe, but martial law, until they actually come forward and declare we're under martial law, I think they stopping short of it. They would have to formally declare that there's martial law and institute some sort of rules, because when martial law is declared, the shadow government takes over. And I have not seen the shadow government taken over yet.
Well, but I think they're waiting for the Supreme Court to make the announcement. I mean,
they can't. They can't declare that. Yeah, Supreme Court can't declare that announcement. They might be able to. They might be able to put the kibosh on this case and say, "Okay, here's our ruling." And they're going to actually. Here's the thing, Patrice. What I'm afraid of is in this Brunson case, they're going to either A, admit that everything that's in that complaint is true, that everything in the petition is true. The other part of this that bothers me, B, is that they're going to shut the whole damn thing down, unzip their fly, or so to speak, and show everybody that they're as corrupt as the rest of the system. That's what scares me.
Well, yeah, I think part of why no one will talk about it is that they're afraid that everybody's going to go ballistic.
Thank you. That's exactly what I've been leading up to.
That it's just going to be chaotic.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. And you declare martial law formally, then you basically have said to we the people, we don't trust you. We're going to impose curfews on you. We're going to shut you down. They could shut down and seize all your bank accounts. I don't think they would want an onslaught to that capacity. There would be hell to pay, and people would be rioting in the streets. They would be marching on the state houses. They would be marching on Washington en masse, armed to the teeth, and we would have an actual insurrection, not because they got to declare martial law for the right reasons. They could declare martial law if, in fact, Putin pushed the red button. I haven't seen that happen yet either.
That we're sending over there to Ukraine.
Patriot missiles? Yep.
And Congress, where are they on this?
Yeah, see, the thing is they haven't declared war. Congress is the one that has to declare war, not the president. See, we're playing these police action like they did with Nam and Korea and everything else. We're playing those same games in Ukraine, fighting a proxy war. But see, if Russia's got proof that there's American boots on the ground, now it has no reason why not to launch a nuke. It's already threatened.
Well, I hear they do.
Well,
like
if they're loading, yeah, but I mean, if they're loading the missile silos, then everybody needs to be aware that we're all in basically dire peril because it could happen anytime.
Tucker Carlson last night brought this all up, saying, "I think you people don't understand how close we are here."
Yeah, I know. See, he makes you think.
He brought it up last night.
That's right. All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Well,
thanks for
food yep. for thought.
Have fun in Mexico. Merry Christmas. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Darlene in Indiana, how are you?
Just fine.
That's
Mexico,
good.
Well, the communist state.
Well, they've nationalized damn near everything down there, haven't they?
Well, there was a guy that wrote a book, There Is No God Next Door, under the FDR regime, that was a priest or a preacher from the Catholic Church, and FDR notified the Pope that if he didn't remove the book, they were going to lose their tax-exempt status.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing
and
how
I've
that
been
works.
Down there with, I've been down there hauling Formula One down there, and until you go down there and get into the nooks and crannies of the areas, you just got to wonder. It was nice to see the U.S. border, though, as an American.
I bet it was. All right. So what's your take on all of this? Obviously, you got something on your mind. What is it?
Well, if we're going to have this martial law thing, I'm sure they would notify the governor, the lieutenant governor, probably the local prosecuting attorney and the EMA director so he can supply them.
Yep.
You know,
I haven't heard that.
No, I haven't heard it. Now, you can do that locally and call him up and say, hey, have you heard this? And I'm going to go call mine, and I know he's going to say, where'd you get this, Darlene? But anyhow, because they're usually the last to know, the poor EMA directors.
Yeah, I know.
The other thing that came across my mind was in the census for 2010. I think we all forgot about this. I know I did. For some reason, it came back in my mind. The UN gave the U.S. Census a grant, and in that grant, they GPSed everybody's front door.
Oh, my.
Yes, and I can say I'm out in a rural area, and I was having to leave to go run up to New York because my dad was on his last legs, and the little bubble butt girl with her little GPS was coming down my road, you know.
Oh,
so
my.
I've seen it myself. And then other people I gave a heads up to, they thought I was nuts, and they called me back. One was in Arkansas. He said, they even did the empty house of my mother's, you know. And the other one was up in Lafayette, Indiana. But anyhow, and I think we all forgot about this, you know.
Yeah, they marked you.
They marked all of us.
Yep, they sure did.
We took a grant.
Wow.
And I don't know who authorized that. The other thing is on that Living Steams probiotic that you guys sell, if you can get that guy on that's in charge of that, he is a rocket scientist on gut bugs and bugs.
Super. All right. Well, our producer's making a note of it. Our producer's making a note of it as we speak.
Okay. And the other thing is, and I mentioned this before, but yesterday you said you had to be dead to take your parts, and that's not the case at all. They might take your corneas, but that would be about it. Life Guardian Foundation is where I learned all this in 2015, because another ministry had them on. And you have to be alive for them to take your parts, and brain dead is a theory. It's a theory.
Yeah. Well, and again,
they sick a group of nurses and doctors on you to, your loved one can live on in the future, you know, and get the emotional plea of the family,
that's right.
You know.
Yep.
But
I just
wanted to correct you that, yeah, they're going to.
I knew you'd call up and correct me on that. That's why I said it.
Are you sure?
Because
people have done it, and they just didn't know, and you have to talk to your God and get over it, you know?
Yeah.
But don't do it again.
The thing is that, you know, normally you do have to be alive in order for them to take viable organs, but I just wonder, as you're going off into la-la land and they're putting you to sleep during the euthanasia process and you can't argue and fight with them, your organs are still viable. Don't you think they could reach in and take a few while they're at it before they dose you with the final stuff?
Well, it's kind of like trusting the hospital to give you your blood for your operation.
Yeah, you know what happens when you go in and ask for unvaccinated blood.
And they just had a case, I think it was in Colorado, where the parents had the same situation as that one case in New Zealand. And the child ended up dying within, I don't know, a week of a massive blood clot, you know.
That's pretty scary.
Because they gave the wrong blood to the child. So
now who's liable?
I thought of Patrice thinking you can trust, everybody thinks you can trust the hospital. I'm to the point where I don't think that's true today.
I'm sorry, but I will not.
You're viable, functioning, you know, they make $1 million on your heart, you know?
Yeah, they do. Well, we appreciate that. We're at the break, Darlene. Thanks for your call. Wow. Boy, a lot of content here, huh? And I stand corrected. But, I mean, there's always that thought in my head, just like this thing with martial law. We'll continue that conversation. Seeing as how the Senate has passed the $858 billion military spending bill, we'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Friends, and you are my friend. I am not a crook. Well, there you go again. Oh, yeah, TGIF. The government is, yeah, hasn't declared martial law yet. You want to chime in on that conversation? Why do you think the government has declared martial law? You know, these people that are out there fear-mongering right now, what do you want to start the proverbial caca in this country? I mean, I think sometimes some of these people go way out there on a limb to try to motivate people to actually come out of the gate swinging and arm themselves and go march on D.C. and do stuff that the FBI and everybody is watching what is going on here. I mean, this is just nutty to even bring this stuff up. Am I going overboard here? I'm not trying to fearmonger. I could sit here and go, oh, yes, I just got word. It just popped into my head that Putin is going to launch a nuke in the next 5 minutes. Wow. See, I mean, that's what this all amounts to. How much fearmongering can I actually do? You know, we're all going to die of smallpox in the next 10 minutes. How's that going to work? You see, this fearmongering by some of these network people out there, you know, I mean, you can propose all the questions you want. We can buy all the nuke protect we want. And I get it. Better to be safe than sorry. You're sorry if you took the jab. You're even a sorrier, you know what, if you don't admit that you took the jab and that it's actually doing harm or going to do harm to you. Or you might be dead in three to five years. You just want it. You don't want to get that cognitive dissonance, you know. Can't get rid of that. You know, and see, the people who are out there believing everything that mainstream media, see, that's what's driving everybody to behave the way that they're behaving. And then you get these back channel guys that are taking advantage of it. But wait, now you have to buy some of our products if you want to survive the nuclear attack we're about to undergo. See how that works? Now, here's the thing. It's good to prepare. We're being told there's a food shortage. And let's look at the reality of the food shortage, all right? We already know, and I don't have to sit there and fearmonger to tell you how many plants have accidentally caught fire or burned to the ground. I don't have to tell you that. You already know. We have some very smart listeners that listen to the show. The whole idea, though, is if you're going to suck up these other ancillary broadcasts and you get these people on there that say, oh, yeah, they're going to hear this case and they're going to see two things hit my desk. Right. One, I got the actual copy of the pleadings. All right. I read them. I get it. I understand the complaint. And it's of certiorari, which means the Supreme Court can hear it or they don't. Now, if they want to hear it, there's a reason they want to hear it. And that's because they either want to say, hey, this is really cool. It's right on. And they want to, maybe this lawsuit might allow them to, like they always do, narrowly rule from the bench. The Supreme Court always rules and makes decisions by a narrow margin. Let's take Spokio versus Robbins, for example, June 2019. I'm quoting all this off the top of my head, folks. I'm not sitting here making this stuff up. You have to be able to prove concrete injury in fact. Now, here you're complaining that all of these Congress people, 380, whatever the case may be, may have violated their oath of office. And then you got to prove it. See, the burden of proof in any lawsuit is on the plaintiff, and because a U.S. District Court judge dismissed this case in Utah, now all of a sudden you can take it and you can file a writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court to see if they'll hear it. That's the way the system works. The Brunson brothers are using the system's own tools to get this mechanism in front of the judges to look at it in the form of a complaint. And the judges have to determine whether or not these people are right and whether there's enough proof in their complaint to hear the case. And if they're not going to take oral arguments in the case, because you have to have an attorney who's admitted to practice before the Supreme Court of the United States, you see, they got the good old boy network already set up. They got this all figured out. Unless you're a good old boy and you've taken that oath, you know, they're not going to let you practice before the court. All right. Now you turn around and you say, well, now we got martial law. And you got all these commentators out there that think that we're this close to nuclear war. Well, you never know. We might be. The whole idea is, does that mean that everybody has to run out and build a bomb shelter? And see, I'm still of the sinking feeling that if they're going to do anything to try and wreck America, they're going to do it from home. See, because here's the thing, Vladimir, if you're listening, and I hope you are, you know, if you take out DC, you know, they're just going to scatter like cockroaches and run underground. As soon as they know you send a nuke over to DC, they're going to scatter. They're going to declare martial law and they're going to scatter, and DC will be wiped out, right? New York is a financial center. I don't know how much good it would do to destroy New York, because you're just going to kill a bunch of innocent people that are brain dead and don't know any better. They just vote party line, whatever in the hell. I mean, you want to destroy the government, you take out the capital city. I mean, you got that already figured out, right, Vlad? Hey, comrade, you got that all figured out? Well, here's the thing. You're doing your thing, and you're threatening to push the button. Well, damn it, you're going to make good on your word? See, here's the thing. Just because they're launching Patriot missiles, or because they're bringing Patriot missile batteries over there, you see, now you're calling this an escalation, and you're trying to scare the American people into calling their congresspeople and saying, hey, shut this nutbag up there and don't send those Patriot missiles up. Well, if they're already over there, we got American boots on the ground, a little too late, don't you think? This is kind of nutty. I mean, if we've got documents out now that revealed how the U.S. government used a secret Twitter portal to censor COVID-19 content, what else are they lying about? What else don't we know? Sherry in Kansas, what else don't we know?
Well, they, when you start, when they start seeing the Russian subs that are on the East Coast, they see them leave, you can, they're probably going to create a tsunami.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think that they could launch. I still think they could launch an EMP right overhead of where you're at, and put us all in the dark ages, and that would cause this entire country to implode, and all of those Patriot missile batteries are not going to do one damn bit of good over in Ukraine if they can't communicate back here, because we got no power. Now, what are they going to do? Launch a Patriot missile on Moscow? I don't think so. It's not going to do any damn damage. They need to put a nuke out there, and they can't do that if the entire country is running for cover. What say you?
Well, what I really called about was the case that the previous caller was talking about, the Brunson, I think it is.
Yeah.
And someone speculated that one reason the Supreme Court might hear it, and it's really about vote fraud, and because if the Democrats keep stealing the vote, they're going to pack the court.
Yeah.
And that's why they might hear it.
And there, you mean self-preservation?
Yeah. Well, and look what happened on when there were, they weren't protecting the Supreme Court residences like they were supposed to on the ones that were, there's a couple of them that had people coming up to their houses.
Yeah, they were doxing the Supreme Court justices, yep.
Yeah, so that's one reason they might hear it.
Yeah, they might, because they could stop a lot of that nonsense, because we know damn well it's the Democrats that are doing it. Here's another problem. 41 House Democrats filed a bill yesterday to bar former President Trump from running for president in 2024, citing the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I mean, they will stop at nothing to keep this guy off the ticket.
Well, and I heard a program last night, a guy who's an actual postman. I mean, he's somebody that delivers the mail in Pennsylvania. And his problem with mail-in ballots, and he went through the process. He lives in Pennsylvania, and he went through the process, and there's at least six people that handle that letter, and two that are government employees, and two that are contractors. There is no chain of custody deal.
Right, exactly.
And it's just rife with fraud. I don't know how they're even allowing that.
Yep. Well, the only thing they will allow, a judge has ordered a 2-day trial in Arizona for Carrie Lake. Did you know?
For Carrie Lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jenna Ellis, Trump's former senior advisor and counsel, is now just all jumping up and down because a judge has ordered a 2-day trial in Arizona for Carrie Lake.
Because,
Maricopa
are
County,
you talking
Superior
about
Court,
the
about election
the
fraud. Yeah.
Okay. It's not the one
he basically
where the,
said.
Uh, j-
he, 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 Now, he said that there was enough evidence to warrant that a trial take place before Superior Court Judge Peter Thompson. So they're going to, apparently there's enough evidence, they're going to move this thing forward.
Yeah, I heard about that. But I thought, first I thought you meant that one thing about the judge that put sanctions on her.
That thing is still ongoing. I think that that may get unwound. She'll appeal that because of the
fact that
this goes through. It is. It's stupid. You know, they're trying to make an example, and it's always a tit for tat. It's always trying to punish somebody and make an example out of them. And it just, you know, I don't have any place for that in my life. But this is what they do. They demonize, and then they try to punish and sanction. And, well, you won't come back in my court again. See, this is just a judge trying to play God for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks. All right. We got the Senate has passed a military spending bill with a price tag of $858 billion. Passed the upper chamber by an 83-11 vote. Of course, the House of Representatives passed it last week by a 350-80 vote. And, of course, now the NDAA basically said the Department of Defense is required to rescind the memo that authorizes the vaccine mandate on service members. However, it doesn't give any assurance, according to Cesar Ibarra, the vice president of policy at FreedomWorks, that the DOD won't do it again. He said simply getting rid of it, but nothing says you can't do it again. We've known from COVID hysteria, these federal politicians always flip-flop on when or when we don't need these vaccine mandates. You know what would happen if everybody just decided, you know what, I'm not taking this jab anymore. And they all run off and say, you know what, the hell with this. We're not having any part of this. And they just all get out of the service at the same time. How would that be? Then they got no service. They got no military. The FBI has arrested a Chinese music student for allegedly threatening and stalking and harassing a U.S. permanent resident who posted flyers in support of democracy in China. Wow. Yep. This is a Chinese citizen studying at Berklee College of Music in Boston, mostly jazz. Allegedly threatened a person who posted a flyer near the campus demanding democracy and freedom in post-communist China. Post more and I'll chop your effing hands off, Wu told the activist in a group chat on WeChat. Oh, what were they doing on WeChat? It's run by the Chinese government. By the CCP. It's a Chinese social media app, and we still have it here in America. What is wrong with these people? They need to get rid of that, as long as they're going to get rid of TikTok. A federal judge is going to decide today how long an Iowa man who became deeply embroiled in the QAnon conspiracy theory should spend behind bars for leading the mob that chased U.S. Capitol Police officer Eugene Goodman on January 6th. Doug Jensen of Des Moines was convicted by a jury of 5 felony and 2 misdemeanor counts, including counts of obstruction of an official proceeding and assaulting or resisting or impeding police. Yeah, they're all saying he should get 64 months or more than 5 years for being a ringleader during the attack. It's a riot, right? It's a riot. All right, so now since we're talking about Iowa, Tim is up there. What's going on, sir?
Question about martial law. Abraham Lincoln put us into martial law.
Yes, he did.
He was assassinated, and it takes a president's signature to take us out of martial law. Who signed us out of martial law? I can never get an answer.
Thank you for that. We don't know. We know the Emergency Powers Act is still in place. I believe that. They haven't rescinded that.
Yes, sir.
Now, as far as martial law, whether or not... Go ahead.
That was amended in 1933, though, into the Emergency War Powers Act was the Trading with the Citizens Act.
Right.
Or Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
then here's
who signed us out of martial law?
I would... You know what? That is a great question, and there is an appropriate committee up there. I really think the Judiciary Committee in the House, which is Jim Jordan, I really think maybe somebody needs to contact his office and ask them that question to take up that conversation, because somebody needs to do some research to decide or decipher who, what president signed us out of martial law, where we are on that. And that would involve possibly, if they refuse to answer, which I could hardly say that they would, because Jim Jordan's out there. He's literally for the people, I believe. Somebody out there is going to have to fess up to the fact that we still are under this, and there's got to be some Freedom of Information Act requests out there that need to be filed to show who's done what to whom and when.
Well, that's why you can hold people without trial in D.C. is because they aren't being held as citizens. They're being held as enemy combatants.
That I believe.
And that's exactly what Mr. Bush was saying. You're either with us or against us.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what
makes
he meant.
Sense.
You're either going to be a combatant or you're going to go along with the system.
Yeah, well, whatever the system is, if we the people are that brain dead that we haven't figured it out yet, and I know that a lot of our listeners, including yourself, are still trying to figure out exactly with the question you posited, whether or not we're still under martial law or not, it makes sense now that you come at it from that direction because of the fact Lincoln put us under martial law. But I believe, you know, when you're talking about the incarceration of Japanese Americans that now everybody's talking about reparations for, and Newsom has opened up that thing in California and is trying to give, you know, $200,000+ to every black person who can prove they were a descendant of slaves. So, you know, the stupidity of this thing about giving free money away to make yourself popular so that people will vote for you. I mean, this stuff has got to stop. This government has just unzipped its fly so many times and showed us how corrupt it is. And people just keep going along with this stuff, and I don't get it. Why? How can they be that brain dead, Tim?
Because the educational system stopped educating people about the history of the United States and what's going on so they could get away with this today. And that's that Trading with the Enemy Act is still in effect.
Okay, now that, through the war powers, trading with the enemy.
But that's how we are not being treated as citizens. And you try to tell people that. It's like when you go sign up for your driver's license, you sign away your citizenship and say, I will cooperate under the corporate rules of this driver's license. And you're a small C citizen, and that's why a cop can write you a ticket for speeding without a trial. You're guilty because you signed up for that system. You said, I waive my citizenship, and I will drive under the corporate citizenship of small C. And so these things.
Yeah. I got a friend of mine. Do you do that? Have you actually gone to trial over a speeding ticket? Because I had a guy, a friend of mine, he's living in Illinois now, but when he was in Kearney, Nebraska, I actually contacted Sheriff Neil Miller up in Kearney County and had a conversation with him. And he told me that my friend, who I had actually taken some paralegal lessons from in a class up there back in the mid-90s, he basically told me, he said, the system's got tools. And he said, the first time that I got a traffic ticket, I went to court and I lost and I argued and I got mad. And the judge said, look, if you want to find out the law, go study the law. He won his next 17. He won his next 17 traffic tickets to the point where the cops leave him alone, because as soon as they run his plate and they're following him and they run his plate, they go, oh, hell, it's him. He's just going to beat it in court. Leave him alone. And so that's exactly what happened. He's even got prosecutors in Kearney County back then taking him for coffee and out to lunch, and they want to know, well, how did you find all this stuff out? Because there's a commercial code out there that covers driving. And if you're not driving and you're not carting cargo or passengers for hire, you're not commercial. So apparently somebody's figured it out that the system's got tools that if people actually were to go and do the research in it, they would be able to find out how to do this. This is like the story I had about John Adams. And this is not the second president of the United States. This is John Adams, who was a fellow that I used to work with at Dodge Reports at McGraw-Hill when I was there back in the 70s. And John Adams came in one day late for work. And the boss, of course, was out there to greet him and said, why are you late? He says, I got a traffic ticket. And he held it up. And he walked over to show me his traffic ticket, and I started laughing. And he said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "You can beat this." And he goes, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, you can beat this." And I got on the phone, and I called my attorney, and my attorney, Jewish attorney, by the way, and I don't mind mentioning his name because he's retired now. His name is Lou Wexler. And Lou, I sent Lou a copy of the ticket, and Lou started laughing. And so Lou went to court, and Lou told me, he says, "Look, you do me a favor. You want to learn a lesson in law and practicing law? I'm going to teach you one." I go, "Okay, I'm game." He goes, "I want you to go to court with John Adams, and this is in Merriam, Kansas, where the cops there love to hand out tickets, right little suburb of Johnson County, Kansas, in Kansas City." And so he and I went into court and sat toward the back of the room, and this was, you know, he pled not guilty to get it to go to trial. And so Lou Wexler walks in, and he's sitting in the front, and the clerk of the court comes in, and all the cops who handed out all the tickets are in the back of the room, and the clerk calls John Adams' name, and Lou stands up and says, "John Adams appears in person with his counselor, Lou Wexler." Lou sits down. John Adams and I are sitting in the back, very quiet, very stoic, not smirking or making faces or anything. The clerk is calling everybody's names, and the cops are able to then identify who the defendants are they gave the tickets to. So they call John Adams' names. John and I are instructed to just sit there and do nothing. Look face to the front. Don't look around the room. Just remain stoic. Don't smile. Don't laugh. Don't smirk. Don't give away any clues. Lou goes up there and asks the cop who's standing there next to the judge, in front of the judge. Judge calls his name at the docket, and John and I are sitting back there looking stoic as ever, and the cop is looking around the room trying to identify John, because Lou Wexler asked the judge to ask the cop to identify the defendant, and the cop couldn't make an identification. He looked dead straight at me, and I looked straight at him, and he couldn't identify, so they dismissed the ticket. And so the cop, of course, Lou left the court immediately because it was the only case that he was hearing at the time. And the cop ran out into the parking lot after Lou and said, "It was that white guy in the green sweater vest, wasn't it?" Meaning me. And he said, "No, it was the guy sitting next to him. You wrote W under race. The guy's black. You wrote white. Sorry. You see, if you know how to use the system's tools, you can beat it. Thanks for your call, Tim. We appreciate it. We're out of time for today. Oh, my gosh. We'll be back next Monday with more of the Power Hour, hopefully lessons learned. In the meantime, God bless all of you. Have yourself a quality weekend. Stay safe. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, whether it's under martial law or not. We'll figure that out. We'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye. And the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp.
and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.